So I'm going to share with you a story. So in 2014, three Iraqi governorates in northern and western Iraq had been occupied by the armed group ISIS. And due to that, many people, including men, women, and children, were killed by this armed group. And this led to a lot of violence within the community and among the families affected by ISIS. After the recapture of these three governorates by the Iraqi army at the end of 2016, there was significant resentment and hatred between the community and the families of ISIS. This has affected the social cohesion and the peaceful coexistence in the area, with women and children being the primary victims. During this time, MP built a very strong relationship and trust with the community, because building relationships is an essential part and method of an armed civilian protection. MP initiated UCP strategies through awareness, training, capacity strengthening, and the formation of community peace teams, including young women and men, to be proactive and protect their community from violence in the long term. There was no acceptance of women and children of ISIS families in the community, as people encouraged abusing those families through social media and spread rumors that those children and women held extremist beliefs and should not be allowed to interact with the community. In the meantime, MP formed a women peace team in Gayar sub-district in South Mosul, northern Iraq, and provided them with the conflict management or conflict resolution training. MP ensured that the women peace team was diverse, including women from ISIS affiliated families, returnees, and women from the host community. Although the community expected that MP would not succeed in forming a volunteer women peace team due to the patriarchal society and customs and traditions that govern it, which restrict women's roles in the community. But MP succeeded in forming the team despite all the challenges and the difficulties. Of course, with the support of the community of Gayara, as they are generous, welcoming, peace supportive people. Zainab is 35 years old, was among the women peace team, and she was the wife of an ISIS member. In the first awareness session, there was a clear rejection of Zainab by the other women because her husband was associated with ISIS. The facilitators worked to ease indirect tensions by creating small groups, during the training and placing Zainab within a group of women from the host community. Zainab was initially apprehensive and hesitant due to the reactions of the other women during the session. However, through the other sessions and working in small groups all together with the other women, things started to improve, especially the sessions that entitled violence, stereotyping, and empathy had a significant impact on influencing the women, which contributed to Zainab's acceptance by the rest of the women, and they became Zainab's colleagues and friends at the end of all the sessions. After completing the UCP sessions and forming the first volunteer peace team, women peace team in Gayara sub-district, Zainab became an active member of the women peace team, despite the community in South Mosul generally rejecting the idea of women being free and decision maker in society. However, Zainab defied all these obstacles and continued to serve her community and her family with determination. So I would like to share with you a quote of Zainab when she said, "I used to feel lowly, discriminated against, and marginalized, and I was exploited by others because of my husband's association or affiliation with ISIS. I was unable to go out of my house out of fear of the community. But now I am more aware than ever before, and I have overcome my fears. I have obtained civil documents for myself and my children, and I have become an advocate for my rights with the government institutions in the area. Furthermore, Zainab, along with her colleagues, began participating in events and activities in her community, such as conducting awareness sessions for women on violence and online blackmailing. She also took part in the shopping festival to support women with handmade crafts. This was the first festival of its kind in South Mosul, attended by security actors, stakeholders, and officials from the government and the community. Many people, or many women, including returnees, displaced, and host community members, participated extensively in that festival. The goal of the festival was to strengthen social cohesion and peaceful coexistence among the community members. However, this sparked outrage in the community, with someone spreading rumors on Facebook that Zainab was holding extremist belief, stating that, "Oh, ISIS women are starting to engage with our families under the protest of awareness and community service, and we categorically reject this because they hold extremist belief." However, many of the comments on the post were positive and rejected this incitement. This indicates that the community outlook and behavior are changing positively due to the awareness, the training, capacity strengthening, relationship building, and trust that MP built within the community. Overall, there has been a change and acceptance of women peace team and women like Zainab by the community, which has enhanced peaceful coexistence and the growing role of women in society, protecting them from violence and exploitation. Many community and government leaders expressed their gratitude of MP for its initiative to strengthen women in the community. Now, Zainab is an active member of the community, and her life has changed for the better because of the UCP trainings and the strategies that MP provided for her and the other women in the community. This is my story. I hope it inspired you.